Two things interesting in this in the readings today, especially as we continue in reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles is telling us in all this week about the life of the disciples after the resurrection of Jesus, and how, in one way or another, they were persecuted. They were persecuted for what they were doing and what they were saying, because that's what Jesus taught them to go and to do and to proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. But many of those people who were able to listen to them, in one way, they didn't care. And in another way, they were looking for a way how they can hear what those people said in order to persecute them. In the gospel today, Jesus tested the disciples. Tested the disciples when he said, well, how much food do we need to feed all these people? He was testing the disciples because he wants to know the faith of the disciples. And you know, it happened the same way it happened at this time in the world. Let me give you an example. An example that happened just recently. Happened this past week. The last time that we have the Mass, I was talking to you about everything we celebrate in Easter, don't we? We were talking about the fire. We were talking about the water. We were talking about all of those symbols. However, sometimes I feel persecuted in the way how sometimes I say things. And one of the comments that I got into my ears that happened and wants to put me on the spot was that I said to you that it was okay to drink the holy water. Did I say that? I didn't say that. But that happened with the apostles too, with the disciples too. And that happened because there are a lot of people that sometimes they want make themselves greater than the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. And for that reason, Jesus come today and I say, you know, I'm gonna test you. How much, how many times or how many words that I have to say to you that you can't believe of what I say. And that's what it is today. Today, we are listening about how Jesus multiplied the food with just five barley loaves of bread and two fish. And they say 200 wages. 200 wages won't be worth. And you know, and it happened that all of those people who were there, that they, did he say that were 5,000 men, all the people who was there, make themselves available to our Lord Jesus Christ and the message that he wants to give to the disciples. Everyone, he didn't say it in the gospel, but many of the scholars said that when they follow Jesus Christ, when the people follow an apostle or disciples, they don't go without nothing. They go with something to feed themselves. And at that moment, when they said, he said a blessing and break the bread and break the fish, he made everybody to come together to share the food and to share the message that Jesus Christ was at that time proclaiming to them. And that's what we need to come together. We come together in the church that we can share the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ and not be able to persecute people. I know that sometimes we don't try to do that. Yes, but there are sometimes actions. Actions can do something like that. And that's what we have to pay attention to. Jesus Christ and whoever represents Jesus, each one of you represents Jesus Christ. Each one of you has the opportunity to say. And when somebody cannot understand what you say, it's like a Jesus. He comes and explained what was said and what happened. And he later on and they said to the disciples, they say, you know, this is what I want you to understand when you believe in me. How many wicked baskets did you collect? And they say 12. So he said to the disciple that the message of our Lord Jesus Christ is not just a message that can be proclaimed to everybody, but the same message that is proclaimed to everybody, grow and multiply. And that's the message that we need to learn every time that we come to church. When we hear the message of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's not just to look for a way how we can be able to understand, yes, but to look for a way to how that message can be a good news for somebody else. That's what he wants it. The multiplication of the bread and the fishes was a good news for all of those who went there. And for that reason, they say he left up to the mountain by himself because he doesn't want him to be a king. Why? Because he doesn't want anybody to make him the better person. Because the better person is each one of us that can be able to be witnesses of the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ.